different time other than the time with the queen. And I really only got to curtsy to her. That's all that happened. Oh, but she did say when she met me, she said, "Oh, I love the banjo." She did. And Raghu, I was playing for a bunch of horses that were dancing around the stadium, from a bunch of cowboys from Utah. And I was actually playing dueling banjos with a German classical violinist. It was very interesting. And Raghu was playing, of course, for the Indian crew of horses doing amazing pageantry all around. And the next time we hung out was in London at a small club. He heard I was across the city and he texted me and he said, "I must come, we must hang out." And I'm so glad he did. And then we sang this song together and he, can you tell him about the poem that you're going to sing here?
Yeah, it's exactly what her song says. It's about finding lightness, a light through darkness, and eventually to realize that the light is within us. And it's a journey more inward than trying to ask someone else to help us find that direction. It's just our journey to find that light.
And this is like an ancient poem?
Yeah, it is an ancient poem, but written by a very, very popular poet, Mr. Sri, based out of my home state, but he's no more, of course. But he's about 150 years old.
And I'll sing a song that you've heard me sing before, if you've seen me hear it. Tell you right, the last time I got to, two times ago I got to play. And so this will put it in a different context. Where's your home state?
It's Karnataka, one of the four South Indian states. Now five, of course. Bangalore is the capital. Like I said, it's stealing all your jobs.
So Raghu speaks Hindi, but he also speaks I tried to say the name of his language and it was really hard and he said, "It's like Canada, but Canada."
Exactly.
Was that right?
You got it right.
Okay, yeah, so.
After so many years, she got it right.